The late actor Chadwick Boseman did not win the Academy Award for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, as many thought he should. But another honor is being bestowed that may be more lasting. His alma mater, Howard University, announced this week it will name the newly reestablished College of Fine Arts after Boseman, who graduated in 2000 with a bachelor's degree in directing and died last year after a private battle with colon cancer. He'd starred in blockbuster films like The Black Panther.
I am not ready to be without you.
A man who has not prepared his children for his own death has failed as a father. Have I ever failed you?
Never. Tell me how to best protect Wakanda. I want to be a great king, Baba. Just like you.
You're going to struggle.
So you'll need to surround yourself with people you trust.
You're a good man.
And even as Chadwick was achieving fame and getting other honors, he continued to work with Howard to strengthen its College of Fine Arts. In 2018, he was invited to speak at Howard's 150th commencement and touched on his early acting career and his time protesting Howard's efforts to merge various academic programs, which was controversial. He applauded the students who had recently completed a 9-day protest to get university officials to amend school policies related to housing and campus policing. And he made a powerful case for purpose, encouraging graduates to find it rather than a job or a career.
Graduating class, hear me well on this day. When you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education, you would rather find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
Some people have memorized that. Chadwick Boseman also talked about the challenges of Hollywood and how he voiced his power.
So you went to Howard University, huh? The exec holding my resume interrupted, peeking over the pages. Yes, I said proudly. He slid my resume back in his desk and said, "Thank you for your concerns. We'll be watching you." I left the office. I shot the episode I had come in to shoot on that day. Probably the best one I did out of the three because I got what was bothering me off my chest. I was let go from that job on the next day. A phone call from my agent. They decided to go another way. The questions that I asked set the producers on guard and perhaps paved the way for a less stereotypical portrayal for the black actor that stepped into the role after me. As the scripture says, I planted the seed and Apollos watered it. But God kept growing.
Chadwick Boseman died last year at 43.